For those of you watching on Twitch, you get the treat of Andy Hart of WEEI.com and the Six Rings Empire. He's got, unfortunately, the Brown University hat on today. Oh. Well, that's unfortunate.
Oh, Ron, he's shaved.
Yeah.
Well, you look at you. You look like a little baby.
Thanks. Oh,
you look much better with your face shaved. You look like you were trying too hard with the beard.
You're just hurt. You're hurting everybody today.
We're
friends. Tatum isn't good enough. Now he looks better without fur.
Andy would appreciate our conversation from earlier. I've already been proven right, by the way.
When's Tatum going to start playing in the postseason? Does he wait till like game 8? Ooh. 9, 10?
Oh, there we go.
My guy.
There it is. Of course.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you. It's about time.
Hart's another one. He'll take 30 from Tatum in a loss.
No, absolutely not. No, but I'd like my superstar to show up and look like a superstar. And, you know, I know the fans of Tatum will say, like, he's letting the game come to him and he's allowing others to get
exactly
in where they fit
right.
in and all this crap.
So when Jaylen Brown is going 5 for 5 in the first quarter, you want Tatum to rip that ball away and say, no, mine, I want it now.
No. Just once, I'd like to see him show up and be the Reggie Jackson, the straw that stirs the drink. I think, you know, I am a little concerned. If we're going to get into Celtics real quick, I'm starting to get a bit concerned with this. Like,
of course.
They're 2 weeks into. They haven't played a real game in over 2 weeks.
I'll tell you, that's
their fault, too.
I didn't say it was their fault, but sometimes you get lethargic. Human nature steps in. You think you can roll the ball out there and just beat anybody who's on the other side of the court by 20. And at some point, that may not happen. I'm also starting to wonder, is this a weird year? Because the Bucks are gone, right?
Yep.
Championship contender.
Oh, it's set up.
The Nuggets are on the ropes, right, against Mini. Starting to feel like, could this be one of those weird year where all the favorites get knocked off and all of a sudden it's just a free-for-all of the also-rans for an NBA title? Just a question I have.
It's the Celtics left around all the also-rans.
Although
it is trending Boston-Minnesota, which would be very interesting because Minnesota feels like they are where the Celtics were a couple years ago in terms of their build and their rise to prominence.
And their alpha looks like a real alpha who'll take you and kick your buttocks.
Well, you're Mr. Jaylen Brown. So what if Ant-Man had a Jaylen Brown to play with? Be a little different.
I mean, certainly. I mean, he's got a Karl Anthony Towns
to play with.
But
Tatum is supposed to still be and look and feel like the star and play with those guys and still score 30. And
we'll
still,
see. No. Nobody said he had to score 30 because there was a portion. Who said that?
See, here's the problem, Andy. The problem is, like, during the break, so sure enough, we've had this discussion for at least an hour and a half, and I've said, listen, it's going to happen, whether he deserves it or not. People are going to start saying, where is Jason Tatum? And I said, well, they're not saying because Derek White is playing so well, and now they're just saying he's a great teammate, which he is.
Mm-hmm.
We just up on the TV right now, I told them an hour and a half ago, Stephen A. Smith is going to start yelling and screaming at the TV saying, Jason Tatum, he's got to stand up. Yeah, step up.
Well, I don't know what he said.
And here it is. No, here it is. You were watching.
I was, but it was your.
What do you think he was saying?
First of all, when Stephen A. is ordering dinner, it's not like he's not looking like and he's yelling at somebody. No, but the thing up there is any concern about Tatum's shooting woes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You led with. Yes. You didn't lead with that.
No. I didn't need you because I said
because
that's
he got
a
to
hint.
A version of
no,
it
no.
40 minutes later.
That's a hint that what I said is coming. This is the preseason right here. This is coming. Like, if they're already talking about his shooting or inability to shoot or low percentage being a concern, you know they're going to start ripping him
if it
happens again.
Here's
what
I want.
That was the premise.
Here's all I want, Christian. When they win and you're at the parade, I want you to hold a sign up that said Tatum wasn't good enough.
I never said
they win at all. That's what I want.
If they win, he was good enough.
You know what? Nobody's a bigger Ordway than Andy Hart.
What are you talking about? They won last night, and he didn't. They won last night. He didn't have enough points. He didn't put up enough stats.
Even though they won, this isn't just about last night.
So they could still win and be. I know he's only averaged like a double double the whole playoffs so far.
He's been
terrible.
Okay, this postseason, and don't pretend that some of this doesn't revolve around the fact that he's been okay for large portions of his playoff career. There's ebbs and there's flows. There's an inconsistency to Jason Tatum in the postseason. There's slow starts. There's slow finishes. There's disappearances. And yes, I know there's one-off big game sevens and performances. There's that as well. But this is part of his supposed growth, right, and evolution and development. Earlier this year, he wasn't scoring 30 a game, and people were talking about he was playing well. He was utilizing the guys around him. They had a strength of numbers in the starting lineup. He's not shooting well right now. You can be deferential as a superstar. Doesn't mean you have to shoot poorly. Doesn't mean when you shoot poorly, you're being a better teammate. No, no, no. You can take less shots, not control the ball, not be ball-centric. But how about hit some of your shots when you take them? So that's, he just needs to, I think, settle in. And when you're winning by 25, these are high-class problems, right? You start talking about your superstar not shooting well enough and all these various other issues. That's how good they are right now. The question is, when the rubber meets the road, and it is going to, can we agree at some point they're going to be in a dogfight? There's dogfights coming, I would think, in the postseason. Does Jason Tatum step up? Is he ready to be the alpha that he's supposed to be?
Yeah, I definitely think so, but
we'll see.
I just,
doesn't matter what you
know,
think or what I think.
Sure, I know.
The record will tell us in a week or a month
it won't.
What we all should believe.
Because if they win a game 7 and he goes 7 of 19 and has 19 points, even if they're moving on, he's still going to get ripped based on the conversation we just had.
If they put a ring on the finger, it's going to be Jason Tatum, Celtics won a title. That will be the narrative. Absolutely. They're not going to say anything negative.
If we're parsing words through this already with Tatum, I don't know if we can definitively say that. Especially with the way Jaylen Brown is playing.
It's his team. No matter what, it's his team. Good and bad, it's his team. And that's the reality of a situation. He will get credit for a title if they win it. I hope we have this argument in a month plus.
So basically, I do too. Because I can't wait for the night that Tatum grabs the ball, hogs it, makes some plays, but they lose. But everybody gets what they want, which is him being the star. I think the context of the win and loss is what changes the narrative every time. Every time.
I think what people want is for him to take the ball, be the star, win the game.
But again, there's a difference. It's the whole they won the game by 25. We want him to have a different outcome. If the situation during the game were different, I think we would get a different Jason Tatum. I don't think if they were down 25, we would get a guy who did what he did last night.
Do you think he's been consistently
good? I also think in a 5-point game. Yes.
I don't.
When you look across the board, absolutely, because he's the only guy on the roster that brings added value every night. Every night, you know you're getting rebounds, you know you're getting assists, and he's the one guy who can put 50 up, just like Jalen Brunson has to take 100 shots to be able to get to for the Knicks to be able to survive. There's nobody else on the Celtics roster that has the adaptability to impact the game in so many other ways like Tatum. That's why his plus-minus is the best in the playoffs. But
Jaylen
again,
Brown's
it's not
pretty
enough
good.
Points.
Jaylen Brown's pretty good.
Jaylen Brown's pretty good. And you know what was happening to him when the Celtics were losing in the NBA Finals and he scored 14 points? The narrative of the discussion that we're having on a guy that's a better player hasn't played as bad in Jason Tatum.
That's what they're superstars, right? They're both going to be making 50.
You just said it's Jason Tatum's team. So
it
therefore,
is.
I guess,
I've accepted that. So because everybody has anointed that. I was told he's Paul Pierce and Kobe wrapped into one blanket.
So then why was Jaylen Brown getting ripped for 14 points in an NBA Finals?
Because Jaylen Brown subjugates his ego, to steal a phrase from Robert Kraft, my expert area that I'm supposed to be talking about in this segment, subjugates his ego and has accepted his role as the number two, as Robin to the Batman that is Tatum. But Batman needs to show up a little more frequently.
Ooh, okay. Ooh, is Mayo Batman because he has a Robin at his side? Oh, there's a new one. Jump on
Robin.
It.
Is she comfortable Jump on being a Robin?
Jump on it, Mayo.
Woo! Maybe Robin wants to be Batman.
There is that too. We were talking about Tom Brady just a moment ago.
Yeah.
On the whole Brady's quest of trying to be an owner in the NFL. And apparently there was a little Belichick-Kraft tension at the roast. No shock there. Will Tom Brady ever be an owner in the league? I say 100% no way. Yeah, I don't think he's ever going to get into – he's not going to get the kind of wealth that he needs to get into that club.
Oh, I don't think he'll ever be a solo owner, a majority owner.
But even a piece?
No, I think he's going to have a piece, whether it's the Raiders or somebody. He's too much of a attraction, novelty, even if it's all these billionaires. You don't think these billionaires want Tom Brady at their side? David Tepper, Pagula, who, and I'm just throwing out names that have the flat cash to just buy teams. Or we're going down this road, and this is a much deeper dive than we need to get into. that a lot of these leagues are allowing these...
The venture capitalists.
Investment funds, global investment funds, and those funds will need front men, face men, right? People that are the face of the billions of dollars.
Let's go get the guy who was the face of crypto.
Well, let's be honest. Those are the elbows that Brady rubs in, crypto and
global,
and yachts and soccers, and he's in Premier League, he's this.
Saudi Arabia.
At some point.
He got oil money friends.
He does. He doesn't have oil money, but you're right, Chris. Yeah. He has oil money friends or whatever money. Might be dirty money. Yeah. I don't care. So at some point, I think he could even get involved with one of them. So, yeah, I think he will be in the NFL for the long term in some form or fashion.
Yeah, and I don't even think it. I'm surprised someone isn't like, hey, listen, just give me $50 million, you know, and I'll pay you a salary on top
right.
of it. Just for the effort that you provide and the name recognition, because he could easily sell his naming rights, like any stadium.
Yep.
If a team wants to hire a winner and try to change their reputation in a facade only, that Brady would be the first guy I would go to.
Sure. And this whole idea that those funds, at least the ones like through LIV Golf, that it's a, what do they call it, sports washing. They're trying to sports wash their image as countries and as funding.
Yeah.
I mean, Brady's a pretty good guy to tie into something like that. I'm not saying he's perfect. We all saw all his scandals and things you could make fun of over the weekend, but he's a pretty good face for one of those funds. So, yeah, it'd be surprised if he is.
Yeah, I think the billionaires have already told Tom you're not allowed in.
Well, no, there's the billionaire club,
which are NFL owners minus Green Bay.
Now I know Jordan is a, he probably is like a
no,
really
Jordan,
a billionaire.
Jordan.
He's a member of the club.
And
Tiger Woods, member of the club.
And Brady's going to get what, $18 million from Fox. Jordan still makes at least $100 million a year on Jumpman.
Not even doing anything.
Recurring money.
But we don't know. I mean, Brady makes a lot of money. I had been told over the years when he did the Uggs Hoka deal, he got equity in that company. So he was an equity shareholder of Uggs, which I don't know how popular or profitable they are now. But for a while there, Uggs were pretty damn big. So he's doing okay for himself, this whole no bull thing.
Oh, I know. He's not standing outside a Stop and Shop with a cup full of pencils begging for money. But, we were just workshopping even the Raiders. 5% of the Raiders is $300 million.
That was the original hangup.
Well, but that's the thing is that somebody with the money doesn't need to partner with Brady. All they got to do is show up with the money. The NFL owners are proving that.
What he really needs is like his own version of like Crocs or vitamin water.
Oh, you mean like TB12?
No. He tried. That's the problem.
But that's
liquor.
The thing.
That's where the money is.
No, everybody's doing that.
George Clooney made like $2 billion off liquor.
And now everybody has chased him, even The Rock. And The Rock ended up having a hit.
First it was vodka. Everybody comes up with their own vodka, infused vodka. Now it's tequila.
Yeah,
everybody wants their own tequila.
Yeah, Christian, you should do one.
No.
I've actually thought about it.
Ty Law already beat him to it. He's on his third liquor. He's under rum now,
I was going to try and grow those agave plants in my backyard. I realized that's not the right climate for it.
Didn't Ty go from
like
tequila to vodka to something else
Was he ever in tequila?
No, I'm kind of joking. He's had like a couple, though.
No, he went from trampolines to vodka.
Oh, there you go.
He still is in trampolines, though.
Oh,
right?
Still in trampolines?
I think he still is.
I don't know. I thought Big Trampoline came for him.
I'd like to see that PPE, like a little disbursement check that he got.
And we love Ty, and he knows it, and that's why we can joke and make fun.
Sure. Why wasn't he there on Sunday? Out of all the guys.
That's an interesting one.
Do you sit there and look at the guest list and go, selective or just, lucky, or were these guys handpicked?
Well, my guess is they were all invited, and there was a note about Brady made a charitable donation to their various charities of choice, their various individual foundations.
To get them to show up?
So they all showed up for free. Money's been donated to the human fund.
So they didn't get paid.
Although, did you notice your guy, Rodney Harrison, was in the background of a lot of shots looking very uncomfortable, disinterested, checking his watch a couple times. I don't know if he
had a red eye.
Yeah. If you go back and watch it, I don't know if he didn't know how vulgar it would get or what he was taking part in.
He's a God-fearing man.
And Nate Solder's an interesting one, too, because he's a God-fearing man or whatever you want to call it. I found it interesting he was in the background because he's a guy. I remember I asked him once, I was doing like a lighthearted story for Patriots Football Weekly on Christmas. And he was like, he took it all in a biblical direction. And I wanted to take it in like Rudolph. In presents direction.
You got Scott Mitchell.
Make believe it. Okay, yeah. So Nate Solder wasn't. I mean, it was an odd pick. It was he's been here forever. I know they're friends, but
was
it was
close?
Like Copen was obvious. Light was obvious.
Yep.
Willie was obvious.
The weirdest one was Solder, no question. The weirdest one was absolutely
Solder.
Like,
one of these things does not belong.
I can't imagine most Americans knew who the hell he was.
What about Lonnie Paxton?
Yeah, but Lonnie Paxton was sort of the playboy face of the first dynasty. He was sort of a niche celebrity. Oh, absolutely.
Kind
of
was.
The Snow Angels, the whole thing in the beginning of that. The original Belichickian hit the upright with the safety. That was the genius.
He was Edelman 1.0. He was really the guy that followed Tom around, like, Tom, what can I do?
I can just,
which one did you like, Tom?
Yeah, he did okay.
That's a good point. I'm sure he said, listen, Julian, you're doing it wrong.
Right.
This is what you really need
to do. Here's how you do it.
Okay, I can't do it anymore.
I remember back in the day, the PFW crew would return from some of their late nights out to a road hotel, and Lonnie Paxton did okay for himself. He would have some friends with him as he returned to the hotel.
No. I would never. I would listen. Mm-hmm. I've seen him, and I was very impressed because a long snapper doesn't belong in the picture.
Usually. You're burying the lead. Who was coming home with the PFW guys?
Nobody.
Oh, okay.
What happens on the road stays on the road, my friend.
Plus, I figure with the crew that you were rolling with, dinner was over with by 7:30.
Yeah, it was a little bit of an older crew at times. Oh, no, early in our tenure.
I know where those guys went.
Oh, yeah.
On the road.
It depends
what does that mean?
Depends on whether Kraft Productions was with them or not, maybe,
true.
Or something like that.
All right, you know what? All right, I take it back.
We were going to pull up. Wait, open the curtain here? What
don't
are we
judge
doing?
Judge me.
Hey, we could.
We judge you for bad hats and being short. Not about that.
That's true.
Wow, somebody's getting lucky tonight.
And the, look at those balloons in the background. You would think there's something going on.
Jeez, throw the balloons away.
Those things
already.
Have been there for like a month.
I know, and you know what's weird? My dog used to come hang out on the bed while I was do these hits? My dog won't come in because he's afraid of the balloons now. I got to pop the balloons.
Pop
the balloons in front of the dog.
Those
no.
got it. They're
then
helium.
I'll have to take him to therapy.
Yeah, no, you don't do that. Forey is also the guy who was like, I wanted to scare my kids once by taking the cat to the shelter for a day.
You bully everybody. You bully everybody.
That was a life lesson.
They bullied me earlier.
They weren't
That's what bullies say.
They weren't taking care of the animals. They weren't taking care of the cat. They weren't feeding the cat. They weren't taking care. They weren't doing the whole kitty litter thing. It smelled like crap. Literally smelled like crap. I was like, listen, I'm going to send the damn cat to the pound.
Jesus. Just buy one of the scooper things.
No.
It's really easy.
No.
These automatic deals now to clean up the cat
yes,
sand.
They do. It costs money. I have a child, multiple children with a little scooper. Just stop being lazy. Scoop the stupid poop out.
Jesus. I mean, that's what they're for, right? I'm not even getting the benefit of having all these kids.
They're for? Are we talking about kids here? What they're for?
Well,
like, what are we saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, you've never said, hey, listen, Junior, you're mowing the lawn today. Dad's going to the boat.
I wish I had a farm so I could make him wake up and feed the chickens.
Hart didn't acknowledge it, but on camera he did acknowledge that he
that
did
a little
the same
extra
thing
for
to
the twitchers.
Kid. Yeah, exactly.
A non-verbal agreement.
Yeah, let's not go that far, exactly. Because Sydney will give you hell. Your son will just take it.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
We're dealing with kids near the same age. You know how this goes.
Yep, not wrong.
All right, and on that note, before we all get in trouble, that's Andy Hart at WEEI.com. Read him at WEEI.com. He is the king of the Six Rings Empire as well. Those podcasts at WEEI.com and, of course, on the Odyssey app. Hart, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
There he goes.
He's got a jumbo.
Yeah, Bose.
There you go. There goes Hart.